It's 1 p.m. in classroom 305 at Georgia State University's Adderhall building, and I'm sitting among students who are listening to Kanye West, his 2010 track, Monster.
I decided that if I'm going to approach black poetry and do it in a way that extends toward and into the 21st century, then I've got to talk about hip-hop and I've got to talk about rap music.
This is Scott Heath, the professor teaching this course. It's about American poetry, but his approach to the subject is a little unusual.
When I was designing the course, it so happened that Kanye West, as an artist, was doing and saying a lot publicly.
Kanye was producing records, but what really interested Heath was what Kanye said outside of his music, the kind of moments Kanye's known for. Interviews where he lost his temper.
You ain't got the answers, man! You ain't got the answers!
Or what Kanye calls motivational speeches in between sets at his concerts.
Out of all those 21 Grammys, I've never won a Grammy against a white artist.
It seems that a lot of the things that he was saying had a lot to do with his search for a particular aesthetic and also a very visceral frustration about what he viewed as restrictions on his areas of creativity.
According to Heath, that frustration is not new, particularly among black writers. So in a course about African American poetry, Heath thought it would be useful to include Kanye West as a central character study, an example to refer back to throughout the semester.
It's not about valorizing Kanye West as much as it's about fitting Kanye West and other art generators of this particular generation into this continuum that does reach back to Langston Hughes.
Thus, the title of the course, Kanye versus Everybody, Black Poetry from Hughes to Hip Hop. And while it's a little strange to see a course syllabus that includes writers like Amiri Baraka and Sonia Sanchez on the same page as Kanye West, back in the classroom, students seem to get it. In class, they'll take a look at a Kanye West incident, like the time he interrupted Taylor Swift's acceptance speech at the 2009 Video Music Awards. They'll then compare it to what an African-American author like W.E.B. Du Bois wrote in the early 1900s.
My name is John Tavius Lewis, and I'm an English major in African-American studies at Georgia State University.
I asked Lewis about a comparison like this. I mean, can there really be a connection between these two totally different artists from two very different eras? And he said, yeah, definitely.
I've seen how they talk about similar struggles and how problems that were, you know, prevalent back then, like 100 years ago, are still prevalent now. And you see it, like Kanye sees it in a different way, but it's still at the core of the same problem.
And Lewis isn't influenced by any sort of admiration for Kanye. In fact, he wasn't much of a Kanye fan before the course. That's what's interesting about this class. Most of the students I talked with weren't fans. That's because when students sign up for American poetry, they actually can't see any details about what the course entails. So many just assumed it would cover the usual American poets, people like Robert Frost, Walt Whitman, and E.E. Cummings.
I was really hesitant about it. I missed the first day, and when I came in the second day, I walked in and there was a Kanye West interview. I had no idea what was going on.
This is Becca Rado, an English major at GSU. Before the course, she thought Kanye was, in her words, absolutely ridiculous. And looking at the syllabus, she got a little nervous about how it mixed the old with the contemporary, as well as the seemingly unacademic. But a couple of months in, while she still doesn't think all that highly of Kanye, she's really enjoying the class, partly because of how it incorporates new and popular culture, like hip-hop, into the discussion.
Nowadays, hip-hop is such a prominent, you know, method of communication, and I think that studying it in comparison with classic forms of communication like poetry and prose, and you know, it adds this whole dynamic to education now that's really going to be helpful to a lot of people when they get out in the real world.
Professor Heath has been teaching courses on hip-hop for years, but it's a discipline that's still in its early stages. To him, the argument for including it is simple. To do a comprehensive study of culture, you have to bring contemporary art into the mix. And to cover contemporary culture, you have to look at hip-hop. If you don't, you're leaving out a huge amount of today's artistic production.
Young writers, and young black writers especially, are incredibly prolific today. It just so happens that many of them are writing to a beat, to a track.
With this particular course, Heath said he did expect some opposition, just because Kanye West is a polarizing figure. I wondered how Kanye would feel about being included in an English course. He did once call himself a proud non-reader of books. But then, Professor Heath said he doesn't really buy that, especially considering Kanye is the son of an English professor. For WABE, I'm Stephanie Stokes. And all I want is what I can't buy now. Cause I ain't got the money on me right now. And I told you to wait. Yeah, I told you to wait. So I'ma need a little more time now. Cause I ain't got the money on me right now. And I thought you could wait. Yeah, I